This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Mike Max, gonna take you down the road and give you the facts. No, I don't like that. We'll keep working on it. Mike Max, Sports the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO. We got you covered on all kinds of different angles today. You know, there are things that I love about a big game. I love a big game when it's in Minnesota or I'm covering it because there's a feel to a big game. There's an ambiance about it. There's a something there. And I always like to get to the stadium early and kind of walk around and see what how the fans feel about it and the flavor of the fans. And, you know, are they amped? Do they believe their team's going to win? I love the anticipation of a big game because big events they're cool. That's why they call them big events. You know, when I go on the road and cover one of these teams from Minnesota and it's in the playoffs, I love getting there early. I remember Vikings played, I've been out there a couple times. Now, they played the 49ers in San Jose. San Jose is actually where the 49ers play. And I didn't think it would be, you know, I thought, yeah, that crowd's going to be fairly passive. And I got there early, and it was crazy, man. They got after it. They tailgated it, and you could feel it. And you walked in the stadium floor that day. That was after the Vikings had beaten New Orleans and the Kyle Rudolph overtime touchdown. The next week, they went and played the 49ers, and they got beat thumped pretty good. And it was just crazy in there, man. They were just – Joe Montana's at the game, and Jerry Rice, and Brett Hedekin from here, and Christy Yamaguchi's wife I ran into on the side. All that stuff, but it's just this build-up to kickoff, you know. And there's something about that kind of restores your energy. Well, today, on a much smaller note, I felt some of that anticipation and that vibe again in downtown Minneapolis. Because tonight they will have the Torchlight Parade. We haven't had it for a few years. Right down Nicollet Mall. Right in the heart of Minneapolis. I mean, right where it has been. The stuff I've been talking about, it goes on every day there. I mean, it is people in three-piece suits, and it is people that work at Target, and it is people doing deals for fentanyl on the corners. It's everything. It all comes together on Nicollet Mall. And tonight they will march down Nicollet Mall with bands and clowns and, you know, people throwing candy from pickup trucks and all that stuff. And I ask you tonight, as I walk through that, I said to myself, I wonder if people feel good enough that they would come in, left to their own devices, and go to a parade on Nicollet Mall. And so I start with that very simple question. If you had nothing else on the calendar, and maybe you don't, would you come to downtown Minneapolis to watch a parade? Would you come to the heart of the city to watch a parade? Do you feel safe enough that this is a place that you would go? Or maybe there's a COVID question, too, for some of you. You just don't want to be around crowds. I don't know. You know, a lot of people still wearing masks out there. But has Minneapolis evolved to a point where, you know, maybe you hadn't thought about it. Maybe you didn't even know that the parade was going on, that I forgot about it completely. Then all of a sudden I saw some guys putting up bleachers, and I said, what are the bleachers for? They said the parade. And there's food trucks out there, and there's some energy. There's some people, and then people got there early. Some people put their chairs out, so they make sure they have a seat, even though it doesn't start until 7:30. And I thought, I wonder where we're at when we ask people to come downtown, if they would come to a parade in the heart of downtown Minneapolis and feel good about it. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It is, I used to think the state fair was the ultimate in terms of the hodgepodge of Minnesota, the hot dish, right? Where you get everything there. And to an extent you do, because you get more of greater Minnesota at the state fair as well blended in. But Nicollet Mall is pretty close, because you have corporate America, you have the homeless, you have the people on hourly wages, you have everything. You got cops, you got security guards, you got everything. And now I'm wondering, have we gotten to a point where crowds or foot traffic make you feel safe enough that tonight, if you were given a choice, or if somebody said, hey, let's go down to the parade, you'd probably say, what parade? We haven't had a parade in years. Would you go to downtown Minneapolis to watch a parade? 651-461-9226. Don't vote on text. I always like to have a follow-up question or two. Call us if you want. 651-461-9226. And so I went out and I took the walk. I always try to take a walk every day in Nicollet Mall to figure out kind of what's going on. You see all this stuff going on. I ran into some folks from Gibbon, Minnesota, not far from where I grew up. That's what made me think of this. And then I run to Sharif Willis, you know. 30 years ago, he was incarcerated. For different things. And now he's leading a group out there to try to keep people safe and know what the bad guys are doing. And so I visit with him, and I visit with his people, and try to get an idea of how the good guys are thinking and how the bad guys are thinking. And I wonder, because I want to know if they're concerned. I want to know, when I see these groups of volunteers that are there to protect us, I want to know, do you feel safe? Can you tell? Can you read the tea leaves? Because I can't. I really don't know what's going on and where the bubble is moving to. So I asked them those questions. I'll share some of that with you on the other side. But is it safe enough now that if you were left to your own devices, you'd come to downtown Minneapolis with your family to watch a parade on Nicollet Mall? 651-461-9226. Let's go to Dan in Blaine. Dan, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Maxie. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Hey, to answer your question about going downtown for a parade, hell no.
Yeah. Real simple,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's not simple as could be. Hey, I work over on the borderline of St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Yep.
At another station.
Yep.
And we've had incidences over there, but the ownership was kind enough to fence us in. They put fences in to protect our cars.
Really?
To protect us. Yeah.
Because I just got broke into the other night for the third time in 2 years, parked on the street.
I heard that. You were deciding whether or not to keep the car locked or keep it open.
Yeah, what would you do? I mean, I just keep nothing valuable in there and then say, at least you're not breaking my window. Isn't that a terrible way to go through life?
It's terrible. I used to love riding my bicycle around Minneapolis down by the Ford Dam all through the U of M.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
There's no way I will do that probably ever again.
Yeah.
With what I've seen, you know, like I said, I work in the city, but live out in the suburbs. But with what I see every day, there's no way I want to subject myself to that. I feel like I'm a perfect target, too. Mid-50s, balding, slim guy. Yeah. I'm a perfect target.
Yep. We can get you some stuff to get grow hair, though, now.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want it, though. I like being
bald. Hey, Dan, thank you for calling. I don't know what station that could possibly be over there, but thank you for calling.
You know it. Take care. Love you guys.
Thank you. Dan from Blaine, would you come downtown? I mean, what's? I guess what I'm trying to measure is what's the perception out there. What's the perception in downtown Minneapolis on a night when there's a parade and it's we want to get as close to normalcy as we could. And some of this is COVID related; it has nothing to do with the unrest or the safety issues. But it's all in play, and it matters a lot. It matters a lot what people outside Minneapolis think about Minneapolis. In the IDS Tower today, I walked over there, and they've had a new bookstore over there, which is kind of cool. And Jacob Fry, the mayor, was there to help kick it off. There were about 30 people sitting around and taking pictures. And I think it was a hair salon that was there, and now it's going to be a bookstore. So I don't know if there's progress or not, but at least it's a tenant for the IDS Center, and that's good. Let's go to Julie in Minneapolis. Julie, you're on Sports to the Max, where we talk about other issues as well. Are you there, Julie? Is Julie gone, Chris?
Yeah, she was there. I'm going to check on her. Yep, she's gone. Sorry.
Okay, well, let's take a break, reconfigure. 651-461-9226. We got a parade downtown Minneapolis tonight. You can still come down if you want. Will you? Won't you? And if you won't, why? Or if you will, why? Does that make sense to you? 651-461-9226. Are you at a place now where you... I mean, this isn't... The Target Field's on the outskirts of downtown Minneapolis. U.S. Bank Stadium is, too, and it's an event-driven, Sunday afternoons. Target Center's a little bit closer to the action, but they really aren't as affected. Not Target Center is what we're talking about tonight, where it's right in the heart of the city. It's right downtown. It's right where you can walk and smell marijuana and see guys taking a leak in the alleys, and I mean stuff happens here downtown. And I'm used to it. I know how to navigate it. I know what street to expect what. But many of you out there probably don't. And I just wonder if you're ready now to come back to downtown on a beautiful night to watch a parade. 651-461-9226. Sports Plus to the Max on WCCO. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. We're going to visit with Tyrone Terrell tonight. We'll talk about this a little bit more. He also played basketball at the University of Minnesota. They had an interesting reunion, and I'll ask him about that as well. Plus, a guy that just recently played at Field of Dreams, as in the Field of Dreams in Iowa. You know the one where Koster pitched. We'll visit with him tonight as well. But we're talking about this parade downtown Minneapolis that's going on tonight. 7:30 it starts. And would you feel safe enough if you had an option? Some of you do. Would that be a consideration for whether or not you came downtown and attended the parade? If you like, I think you got to kind of like parades. Our own Chris Schaefer, he's going to be on there, and he's not. I mean, he told me he's not going to throw any candy just because we're colleagues, and I guess I was a little disappointed in that. But that's up to him. Maybe he'll bring some back at the end. Let's go to Andrew in South Minneapolis. Andrew, you're in Minneapolis. Are you going to the parade tonight? Would you go to the parade tonight? What's your feel? What's your vibe?
I woke up this morning considering bringing my 13-year-old down to the parade, but I don't feel safe anymore going down there. I mean, look what happened on the 4th of July over on Boom Island. I'm in South Minneapolis with numerous carjackings, having witnessed two different ones, in the last 2 weeks in the span of it. I just don't feel safe anymore, and I feel ashamed and crying in my bowl of cereal. Woe is me! But my downtown is slowly losing its heartbeat.
Yeah, and it has come back in population some, but there's still these things. I mean, last night on Lindale, there's a shooting. There's always something lurking out there, and I guess probably, Andrew, most people probably say, I probably wouldn't get hurt if I went downtown, but. If there's a 5% chance, why even risk 5%? Because there's no chance I'm going to get hurt if I sit at home or I do something else here, right?
It's not even downtown. I even feel a little bit weary about maybe going swimming late at night at Lake Nokomis.
The good old days, man. Skinny dipping at Cedar Beach.
Exactly. Yeah. Beach. Not so hidden anymore. So. Yeah. I wish you well. I hope everything goes well and the people going down have a good time, but I'll take a hard pass on tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for your call. I never went skinny dipping in Cedar Lake, just so you know. Because it was against the law. So, I could sit down there and observe, but I just couldn't participate in. Jay from Cambridge, you're on.
Yes, how you doing, Mr. Mike Mack?
Good, how's Mr. J doing?
And I asked, nice, sir. Pleasure talking with you, sir. And I accidentally called your producer. I called you Mr. DeRussia. And
hey, anything but that.
Quickly corrected me on that one, sir. But yeah, we're going down from Cambridge, and we're going to go down there. And I think we're going to have a wonderful evening. And it's a beautiful evening. And I think the security and everything is going to be fine and everything. And if people want to shoot off their stupid fireworks, I hope people are safe about it. But and that is a big concern, too, about people, you know, shooting fireworks off in a movie theater. That's unmistakable. And shooting stuff off the Stone Ridge Bridge. I mean, come on.
Come on, people. There's a time
and place for it.
That's right. You know, the problem is,
exactly,
Jay,
there's a time and place. You
got common sense,
there's a
right?
Time and place. There's a time and place for it, and it's just unacceptable. And let have a people come down there, have a great parade. I know Dresh doesn't like parades, but I'm going to tell you something. I think it's a beautiful evening, and everybody should go out and enjoy the evening.
All right, Jay, thank you for your call and your sense of optimism. Appreciate it. Let's go to Milt in Eden Prairie. Milt, you're on Sports to the Max.
Mad Mike beyond Thunderdome. This is the North Dakota State guy, but I just wanted to say,
are they going to be pretty good this year, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. Tell me a time when they're not, you know?
Are you worried at all about, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day, Milt. Not to take this conversation in a different direction, but real quickly. With this NIL stuff and the transfer portal, do you worry about the next Trey Lance, so to speak? Grapes, the SEC would want him, you know?
Well, it's all about the system there and the way that they get the kids to buy into it. That's the way it goes. But I want to talk about this Minneapolis thing because I'm a former corpsman with the Marines.
Yep.
And the only way we're going to wrap up this city and make this safe down here, because if we were in a military town, I'd guarantee you if we take 35 Marines down there and have them standing around, we're going to get a whole new profile of the way people are going to act down there. Because this is driving me crazy, the way that this is all
happening. Interesting point. It's not a military town, and I don't know if that would make, you know, what you could do differently, but that's an interesting point. Hey, Milt, we're trying to get you a couple more calls, but thanks for your call. Go Bison, go, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go to Tom in Belgrade. Tom, you're on Sports to the Max. Tom, are you there?
Nope.
Go ahead.
I am. Are you there?
Tom, shut your car door.
Oh, you got me?
Yeah, I got you, but shut your car door.
I had to disconnect from my Wi-Fi, so.
Okay.
You got me?
I got you.
All right. Just so you know, I was John Schrader's catcher in high school.
Oh, man. Well, I know you never got your hand hurt then.
No. That's funny. Yeah, that's hilarious. So, you know, I went to a Twins game about 6 weeks ago, and we were a little nervous.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too bad. It's different, though. We went to the Kid Rock concert in St. Paul, and we felt perfectly comfortable there.
Huh.
So, Nicollet Mall at 8, 9 o'clock at night, maybe I'd go, but you said, would I bring my family? I certainly wouldn't bring my grandchildren.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Thank you for your call, Tom.
Yeah.
We're up against it. I think a lot of people kind of think that way, too. I'll go, you know, my wife and I, whatever it is, I'm not bringing my kids with. Let's go to Julie in Minneapolis. Julie, can you finish this thing up for us?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Maxie. I've got friends that go downtown Minneapolis, like my sister and her husband, for instance. They go to the Dakota. Their feet never touch the streets. They park in the
They're right across the street from me. That's where Dakota is.
Did you tell them I got broke into
the other night?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Did you tell them I got broke into the other night, my car?
Oh, no. Yeah. Did you? No lie.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're just lucky. I have another friend who plays music occasionally. He'll go with his wife to a play, but he's out of downtown by 10 o'clock. He doesn't have any problem. Well, what I want to say is, you know what the real problem is with the Aquitennial? People have been bored with it for years. Young people see it as irrelevant.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the Aquitennial.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. It might not be fading because of the issues downtown.
People are bored. Yeah, the Aqua Channel is out of date for a lot of people.
Great point to end on, Julie. You raise an interesting topic for another time, but the point is well taken. We come back, Tyrone Terrell. We'll talk basketball and downtown and Minneapolis and all kinds of good things on Sports to the Max, on News Talk 830, on WCCO, your home to the Minnesota Twins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.